This is 12th June 1995 and I'm Valentina Bold. I'm about to interview Mrs. Eileen Dennerly of Prestwich, Manchester for the second time about her memories of going to the cinema in the 1930s.
A little piece, but I mean, she sent me the book, which was very good.
That was great.
I'd forgotten all about that. I didn't even know where it was from, but I don't know. And like when it was only £1 something, but I wrote and I said, do I have to send this £1 something? And I kept thinking, so if I shouldn't send you the book, they don't know whether you want it. I didn't know anything. I didn't know it was even going in the book, being honest.
Talking about books, I brought along one that I thought you might find interesting to look
at. Oh, mate, I'll have that for a year, wouldn't I?
Yes.
The books I have. I am not you, you know. I'm not all that interested in the past. It's gone with me, you know what I mean? And I liked it better than today. But then when I say that, I mean, I was much younger than I am today, isn't it? I mean, I think it's somebody who's seen a few things can see. You make it. I mean, you don't know me all that well. I'm not mean about these children, etc. It's just true.
Yeah.
I mean, I would have never done anything what they do. I know banging at doors has been a bit of a pastime to hear everybody talk for everybody, but I don't remember banging on anybody's door. You know, my mother would have cut my hands off.
Because I was interested when you were telling me before about how you used to take children to the cinema. It sounds like you were...
Oh, well, it did, if I said so. Yeah, but they weren't like today, were they?
Yeah.
I mean, I might take these to the cinema and leave them. I mean, you know, I mean, it's not the same. I mean, in saying that, I'm not round here, yes, because it's sort of a big gang, you see, one takes after the other. But I mean, I don't say all kiddies are like that, because they're not. But if you hear a bit, you must know how it's done. It's much, they grow into the thugs. You know, today, I used to be, at that period of my life, because I had loads of friends then, you don't as you grow older. I used to be in town quite a lot. Now, if I want anything, I'm very quick in town and out and back home. And I would never go at night, you know, because... Well, you're a bit scared because you don't know who's doing anything.
Yeah.
And it's so awful today. But I said, when did it go? He said, a few months ago. And my daughter, when it's my birthday or Christmas, forget what it was, she always sort of gets a voucher. And it was for Littlewoods, can't afford Marks anymore. And so I says, well, I'll go because it's in the Arndale. I can go in the Arndale Centre. I said, so I couldn't go, I says, because I call it Thornton's and get some top, I love that top. So I says, and that's it. And it's true.
Yeah.
And I come out and I thought, I'm not walking to Piccadilly for no buses. I go to Cannon Street. Now, the Cannon Street bus comes this right up, you know. 96, I think it. And when I see Cannon Street, it's so long since I've been, I thought I'll never get across here. And it was a dark lady. I'm not against colour or anything. And she says to me, hold my hand at me and you will run. And she's like, there's a baby. I don't think any come up only going that bus station. But she's like this, you know. I'm quite safe. I said, oh yeah, I've got another part of that, you know. It's lovely.
I mean, it sounded a lot different from that as you were telling me about, you know, in the 30s.
Right.
One thing I was wanting to ask you a bit about was, you were talking about a cinema that had been a nice rink.
Yeah, it was. I don't know if it's still there, obviously. It's not too far from here. But I've got a car. Well, I've had it caught and it blinking, killing me. And then I've been reading the paper that she owned, faults the shoes you bought.
Yeah.
These shoes that made that con were Clarks that cost nearly £26. That's not a cheap shoe, is it?
No.
And that one fits lovely. And it was just when it was... sort of walking about, you know. For about 30 years, I have my feet done. Is there anything wrong with them feet? I get a call on that toe or that one. So it's that one's too. It's true, this. And I says, makes me laugh, right? And I've been to this person because she doesn't charge me much now. But I worked at Crumthall Hospital, which is North Manchester now.
Right.
And I worked there for donkeys years. I don't know what it's like now. The corridor, I'm sure down them cellars was blinking furnaces. I bet that's where they burnt all the old limbs or something. And the flooring was very hot and it made sedge, not corn, sedge all under my feet. And it almost half the stud. Now, it was before this girl, and this girl who's there now, she was having a baby when our Linda's boy was born, and that is 23 years ago, so I've been going to work only every other month, you know. And I says to her, you know, about feet. And yet, she says, well, she says, it's made like, she says, them clerks you had on were stitched on the top. And she says, you see, it's interfered with your little toe. I said, everything interfered with my little toe.
Yeah.
I says, can I have my little toes off? She says, don't think you'd be able to walk. Very good.
That sounds like a terrible problem, that. I mean,
I get something else. What am I going to wear?
Yeah.
At the moment, if you don't mind, I've got tons of children. I'm not swanking, but I'm wearing gloss shoes. 2 years ago, I went to my sister's with galoshes on, I'm not kidding. And this morning, he said, oh, I went pay me telly, and I dashed down Cheetah Mill, and I got some tights. Now that I made the wrong kind, but I can take them back on Wednesday, you know. And I only go to Ethelostin. Do you ever go in Ethelostin's? I only go there for knickers. Nobody sees your knickers. I thought, 50p's enough for my knickers. I've got some Marks and Spencers, I've never wore yet.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure someone who was never troubled by her feet was someone you mentioned the last time I was here, Sonia Heaney.
I never really seen her myself, but I know she was at the Ice Palace. It was called the Ice Palace.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know where the street is. Well, again, I don't know which way you go on. It's not far. You've come up Cheetah Mill, and Waterloo Road is a point on Cheetah Mill. Coming from town, it begins really the Cheetham Hill Run, Waterloo Road. It comes up to meet it, and then this other lane comes up, very busy just round there. And how can you put it? Well, Derby Street too comes off Cheetah Mill. How can I tell you then? Now, the bus from town, the 135 here, passes top of Derby Street. You come round by the station, Victoria Station, and this first street, I forget what that's called, there's about two other streets that's leading down to Strangeways Jail. If you look that way, you would have seen the tower. I don't know if you did or not. But it's that way. And then this Derby Street, it's a big street with business people and all the rest of it. Since them times, of course I moved and I come up here and all the rest of it, but it's not happened suddenly, but quite a few years now. And we used to live right at the bottom of that street, it was called Waterloo Road there, and we used to live at the corner of a big house, you know. So I was telling Ireland yesterday, it says that if you were home, we had a big side window. I said, and if you was at home, not going to work, say, that day, and it was between 8 and half past, and you could hear very loud like that, and it was people walking to work, you know. And this place was called the Ice Palace. And I never went when they were skating. I don't think I was even interested. But in the summer months, I don't know how they did it. And it was what I would call now noisy and dead common, but it was really only for kids, only something, something for threatened. They had it like a picture house, you know, they had it like that in the summer, but in the winter, I think it was the winter, I think that's how they did it. Loads of the big stars used to go, and I think then, of course, you wouldn't have got in for something, you know, I don't know. I mean, we were just ordinary, and I suppose perhaps it was a pound or two. And then I wasn't really interested in skating. Now, I could watch that Torval and Dean now for a week, if they'd let me in free, if you know what I mean. I've seen them on the telly. I've not seen them on the stage. But I know she was on once, you know. And so that's how they used to do it. Otherwise, it was now, I've been up once and it's a bit ago, but they won't have bolted it since then. Now, it's a street of warehouses, mostly, you know. Then it was, waterproof and raincoat factories, and the only thing I can remember, there may be more than one, but the pub is still there called the Cheatwood. That was there when I was a little girl, you know, but I think everything else must be built up. And it's funny because at the side of Sherbin Street and the prison was what we called the hills. And they used to, well, they still do. I mean, you can't really move hills. But the thing what's happened is somehow, I don't know how they've done it, but they're all guarded in now. The prisoner's got something on that. I could, Elmer, I could see that when I... But in Derby Street now, you can't see any of these hills. Yet they are at the back of it somehow, you know. And you can't see them because they're... How they've done it is that no way from Derby Street and any other street, as far as I can see, you can get... On them hills we used to play on them.
Ah, so you know. Did you play outdoors quite a lot then?
Oh, yeah, in the summer, yeah. You know, it wasn't as bad as today, really. But I think from the beginning of time, there's been these dirty fellows and that, you know. And what used to happen there is there used to be... I don't know if it was only one gang or two gang. They used to play something called pitch and toss with coppers, I think. It's some sort of game, I don't know. And of course, like with us, I've got three sisters, you know, and with us, my mother used to, because we lived at Connor, but it wasn't like on top of the hill, so but it was only across the road, she said. Now, if you see any of them men, don't go near them. I mean, your mother's always been the same, hasn't there? And we say, we won't, but no man ever said anything to us. I think they're more interested in pitch and toss or whatever it was, you know. But now, as far as I can tell, I don't think anyone, you know, can really get on the hills. And I don't know, but I don't think so.
Did you ever go to the ice rink to skate?
No, not to skate. I wasn't really interested. That's what I mean. I wasn't. I went to the picture thing. And now I'm such a nice, quiet person. I mean, when I was a child, you didn't understand it. Oh, I was dead now, you see, you know. And it's only since I grew up I used to think, well, how did they make the ice? What have they put on the ice, you know? Because it used to seem like boards, a board thing. But there's plenty of seats, you know.
They must have covered over the ice then.
They must have done. I don't know what they did, really. I mean, you know, when you're a child, you don't go into it, do you?
And did it have... What sort of seating did it have?
Oh, just ordinary seats. And I used to, well, since, not often, but I used to think, well, you know, if you sort of in a picture or something, the seats slightly go up, don't they? And I kept thinking, I don't know whether them seats went up or not. And if they didn't, how could you see proper, you know? But about that a bit, you know, I just don't know.
Was it a big screen they had, or...?
Yeah, it was quite big, yes, I remember that. You see the pictures all right, yeah. But otherwise, like I say, I think when it was the ice business, I think it was too dear for us to go, you know, because, I mean, sorry, when I was a kid sort of thing, you know, but I know it was there. Whether, I don't know what it is now, being honest.
It sounds quite something, really. I mean, the thought of the
ice rink and the... It's all right, you know, but what it is now, I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a rink. I wouldn't know, though.
Yeah.
Because they've altered so many things in that. I mean, since then, anyway, there was the war, weren't they, and the bombing, and God knows what it hit and what it didn't.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. And it's a big, long street to me, but... If you want to walk up it sometime, it's all yours.
Yeah.
It goes from Waterloo Road to Cheetahville Road, you know. And it's, I can't say there's anything that's even, I mean, I go down sometime on the bus, I mean, I can't say that, not down, not there, and I'm not past where we used to, well, it isn't there, so what's the use? It's like, I think it's a warehouse now. A year or two ago, well, it must be about four, I think. I can't walk anywhere with my cone. But I know once I thought, oh, I'll have a walk, you know, this way, just to see what's what. That's why I know all the hills were too. And I have been down there, not really looking. If you're on Benny New Road now, this bus wouldn't take you on Benny Road, the 96 one. Well, on Benny New Road, they said, from Victoria Station, there's a load of shops. Have you ever been around there? And it's mostly owned by Pakistan people. And I know on a Sunday, I've not been for a long time, it's about 5 years since I went, but one Sunday said, do you know they have a nice market down there? And beside the market, well, they can't have the market now, because that was in front of the Strange Ways prison, and it's all been built up, so I've heard. They've made it luxury for the prisoners, you see. You can't make it luxury for us, but they've made it luxury for the prisoners. Like a hotel a bit now, a big hotel all the way up the street. I know what it used to look like. Can't alter some things. The big towers there and all the rest of it, you know. You can see that miles off. And so I know there was this like sort of market, but they still do it, but they have them inside streets. But there's a load of shops, and I said to my sister, them shops look exactly in the same position as we used to have shops there. She said, they are the same shops, she thinks, only like they've been made more modern and that. But she said, they're all Pakistan's nearly, but you can nearly get everything you want down there, you know.
So there used to be a market, though, you're saying, an outdoor market?
Yeah, but I think this market, being honest, is only since these Pakistanis come, because once it was in the Manchester papers, how untidy and dirty they used to leave the sites. You see, but I think they still have these bits of market on a Sunday, that's it, on a Sunday in the side streets, you know, beside all these shops, But otherwise, I mean, I've not been down for about 5 years, I mean, there's no need, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, even down there, it's all right if you've got a car, you know, and you can ramble around, but it's bad enough in the weekend, you know, if you go on a Sunday. Well, you'd be waiting a good half hour for buses.
Right,
and beside that, they charge you more than the ordinary fare, charge you what they want, I think, on a Sunday. So, I mean, our town's open now on a Sunday, but I never go. It's not been happening too long, that, but it's been open a bit, a few months, you know, and they say, like, it's quite good, but I haven't been, you know. Well, if you want to go, like, you go.
Yeah. I mean, the other thing I was really wanting to ask you about was some of the stars you mentioned before, because we talked a bit about people like Clark Gable and Les Nair.
Oh, hopefully that.
Yeah, because, I mean, the reason I brought that book really was I wondered if any of the stars in there were people that you enjoyed in the 30s.
Oh, well, I did, but, I mean, I never met them.
Of course.
I mean, in the war, I mean... Well, in the world, as you know, I'm getting a little bit now. I know I don't look it, do I? But I am getting a little bit. And I could have put it in the world. I mean, this was before Frank, by the way. I used to go out with my friend, and we used to go to town, and well, I wouldn't go today, but, you know, we did, and we used... Well, my brother-in-law was there last week, and he says, I always knew you was from, I never knew you was that room. I said, don't be so bloody cheeky. And we were talking about, see, something you probably wouldn't know at all. I talk about the Arndale Centre. I was terrible sad to see it go, really sad, because from Market Street to, what is that street? Oh, just said it happened to where the buses go up and down. It's not Conran Street. What was it called, that street? Next to it, the beginning goes up and down. Anyway, it'll come to me. I've got a habit of forgetting names of things. And it was lovely, a lot of them, lovely little cafes and pubs and all in the old-fashioned stone, if you know what I mean, you know. Now, I told you it was ammunitions. And, I mean, it was a bit, well, really awful in a way, But, I mean, we were young, and the bombs weren't falling all the time and that. And then the munitions, little gang of us used to go out every Friday and Saturday, and we used to go to town mostly. Sometimes it was dancing, sometimes for a drink. Well, what my brother-in-law got really in the air about, I don't know, because, I mean, it's not there now. You see, something to get about, it was called Lipton's. And it was like why some of these loose women went. So what? You know, I mean, they never interfered with us. And we used to go with two or three lads from work, because we were only young, so they must have only been lads, you know, and have a drink and that. And, I mean, they never used to come and try and pinch any of our lads or anything. I mean, we might have thrown them at them if they did, but they didn't.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, I have got nothing against anybody as long as they're not causing trouble. And, you know, just depends what you like, doesn't it? But I know a few of them used to go in there, but a few of them go in loads of places now.
Yeah.
But I just think it was a shame because... Well, I can't see that the Arndale Centre's so marvellous. And you can tell how... Have you been in it?
I have, yeah.
Well, you can tell how big it is, can't you? So you can tell with little pubs and little cafes and all the rest of it. But I think they look oldish, but still it's a shame because they weren't nice places. I mean, as far as I know, there was only one or two in there. We didn't used to go every week or anything. But we used to go, and we did know a few Yanks. I have nothing against the Yanks. Where would this country be, really, and honestly and truly, only for the Yanks?
Yeah.
We wouldn't even be here. I mean, you know, and they were stationed at Burtonwood, you know, near Warrington, which I think is closed now. And we used to come over, and they used to say to my friend and I, if you come tomorrow, we'll introduce you to, you know, Clark Gable.
Right.
I used to say to my friend, they're just saying that, you know. I said, and it was this near Warrington. I was born at Warrington, but I wouldn't know what it was like.
I mean, talking of Clark Gable, what sort of qualities in Clark Gable attracted you as a film star?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I think it was those eyes and how could you put it, that quirk or whatever you call it to the mouth. And oh, I thought it was very interesting, don't you? Have you ever seen Gone with the Wind? Isn't that gorgeous? Can you beat that? I think he had a hell of a charm, didn't he? I mean, there's no getting past it, is there? I mean, you know... Well, you too fell in love with somebody, you know, and to me now it's so funny, you know. I was never, how can you put it? Well, I think in a way I was sort of sensible and knew that, you know, well, if you met this fairy, shake your hands and it'd look at you in that way and, you know, all the rest of it. But he does that with everybody. I don't think you sort of, in a way, would be favoured out, you know, and it reminded me of something I was reading not too long ago, not a book, it must have been in some memories or something, I don't know what it was now, and I thought, oh, isn't that nice, and this woman now is a granny of about 79 or something, and she says she remembers meeting Clark Gable. They were going somewhere, now I just forget where it was, and she says this Jeep was coming along, and it was coming along sort of rather slow, and when they passed, she was a young girl, right, so when it passed, you know, this fellow's bowing all over, she said, God, it's Clark Gable, stop this bus, and he said, this driver, I don't know if he's a coach or what, he stopped it, and all these ladies get up, and Clark Gable stood up in the Jeep waving. But, I mean, that was just a tale, whether it was, I suppose it was true. I mean, what is the sense of writing something like that? She didn't say come and kiss them all or something, you know. But, and of course, been dead a long time now. You don't like to think of it as dead, do you? And she said it was so thrilling because she'd seen him on the pictures like we all had, and she didn't think he would have that same charm, but she says, by God, he did. And she'd invited me back to his sleep. I thought, oh, it does make you laugh, aren't we, Daph?
Did you talk about the stars much with your friends?
When you're young?
When in the 30s, did you talk about
it? Oh, yeah. You were just like, I don't know really what, I know you a little bit now, but I don't know too many younger. They seem all right to me. I couldn't talk to my daughter even like a child. Well, I wouldn't, you know, God. but she's quite nice, don't get me wrong. There's nothing funny, but of course, I suppose it's because it's family, you know. She also was a flirt and all that. But when I say I was a flirt, I was never intimate with any fellas, because for the simple reason, there was no pills then, was there? You would be frightened to death. To us, to have a baby, and there was nothing to stop it. I should have heard our gang of girls. I mean, you would have... No, you wouldn't have brought that shit. Well, we wouldn't. I'm not saying nothing never happened. I'm not saying that at all. But I didn't know everybody. But I'll tell you this, I never knew one girl in my term of working during the war who had a baby. I have read now and again and heard now and again of places, and I could hardly believe it. Because, like I say, we met Yanks too, and we went dancing. The Ritz is still there. We used to go to the Ritz, you know, dancing and all the rest of it. And, you know, we used to have a drink. They used to bring us home. I had come in a Jeep. You can tell who you like now. I don't think it'll matter. All the way from some pub at Old Trafford. I don't know what pub it was. Long time ago, you know. But I don't know. I think I missed the last bus, and my friend was going the other way. And I think one American soldier took her own her way, and one took me with the strict warning that if they could see, it was dark, you know, and I mean, it was blackout, so I don't know how it come about. But we had little lights, you know, little blue lights, and they used to say, if they seen an officer, we would have to say, well, this young lady just missed the bus, you know, make a good excuse. Because it seemed that they, I don't know either, because I don't think I knew any officers, but they were more sort of generous than ours. And like, you know, say I'd missed the bus, and I was coming from Old Trafford and in the blackout, I couldn't walk all that way home, so this soldier had offered me a lift. He says they would sort of take that, being Yanks. They wouldn't like it, but they would take it. But we didn't meet anybody, you know. So that wasn't so bad, you know. Just take me right to my house on Waterloo Road in a Jeep.
Goodness me.
Quite thrilling. But, you know, that's sort of how it was, you know. I mean, so I never actually... Well, I didn't. I never met Clark Gable. I think a few of the others come, but I never met them or seen them, you know, or anything. I only know about this one and I have read that in the paper, but where this coach was at the time, being honest, I've no idea. You know, down to where was it they were at, Burtonwood. Well, you know, he may be hanging around, but I don't know if he ever hung around there. I don't know where he was stationed.
Because someone else that mentioned the other time was Leslie Howard, you were saying you liked as well.
Oh, I did, but he was a different type, wasn't he? He seemed much quieter. I mean, with Clark Gable, there was a bit of a devil there, wasn't there? I mean, there's no getting away from it. There was just something there that would grab you. But with Leslie, he was very, very nice, but it was more of a quiet sort, wasn't he? You know, so it would just depend. I mean, he may not have been quiet for all we know, but he used to act like that, didn't he? There were quite a few at that time. I used to like James Stewart. He was another nice, seemed a nice, quiet. But I mean, in some pictures, you'd be saying, oh, come on, get it out, get a move on. You know how slow he talked to me, you know. But he was nice. There was quite a few nice ones. I think when you get a bit older, you forget them a bit, you know, I mean. But, I think everybody was in love with Clark Gable and anybody who was nice, being honest. Because I suppose it was something that, anyway, you were never going to really meet them. And if you did, it was nothing, you know, like, you know. But lots of them were something in the army, you know. But I think they were lovely dancers, the Yanks. You know, we had many a good time with them. They knew how to take a girl out. Yeah. And, I mean, like I'm saying this because this is how I found them. I mean, otherwise you could hear all sorts about them, couldn't you? Yeah. But there you are. I don't know, they were a long way from home, weren't they?
I mean, talking about dancing, did you like the dance pictures, musicals? Because I've got one still with me just now from Top Hat.
Oh, right, yes.
Did you like
Astaire and Rodgers? I did used to sort of like it, but of course they weren't the sort of dances what we did. But were they? I mean, you know, I mean, they were very nice, but I mean, we didn't used to them dance. It was all sorts of dances. Did you see any of the BE programmes?
No, I didn't.
No, well, that's how they were. They used to learn us this sort of dance where they go all round you. At first you thought, what are they doing, you know? But you want to see them do that dance. It's very quick and you soon learn it. They were lovely dancers, a lot of them. I think they start learning to dance when they're quite young. Yeah. But I don't know about now, but they were very good dancers.
So did you feel that this sort of dancing didn't really have much to do with...
I think this sort of dancing really was the sort of big shows. You know, with all those lovely gowns, and beside them two, there used to be a troupe of dancers, didn't they? I used to love them pictures at that time, you know, really did. I think when I was sort of younger, I think it was very romantic, me, you know. I don't know if we all are, but I think I was, you know. I used to live in these pictures, me. I was the best dancer there, you know, something like that.
So did you imagine yourself in the film then? If
it was Clark Gable, yeah. I used to love them. I used to think they were great. I used to love, I do love shows now, if you must know. I mean, I've been, like, to London. Well, I've been at South Wales, but this has all been arranged. I don't know if I'm even going this year. My toe better get better. But I wouldn't be going this year anyway if I was going. But I've been to London 6 times. And it's because, you see, where my sister lives, it's better than these places, I'll tell you. Of course, it's much smaller where she lives. But it's, how can you put it? It's like saying, this is just a part of England. That's a part of England too. But I mean, she lives in Gwent today. And it's lovely, but some big cities, it's only sort of small. But blimey, they're not half well catered for. Really and truly. They've all got cars, you know, show you up, they do. And, you know, quite nice. And beside all that, of course, I don't know where you live, and I've never heard it's lovely in Scotland. My other sister's all trotting off to Scotland somewhere. And how can I put it? Well, that's right up there, and Betty's is right down here. And the sister of mine only lives in Salford, so she don't live back. She comes here on a Tuesday night. She's changed the night. It was Wednesday night, comes Tuesday night now. And she's another one, mate, sure. But there was another lady, Hillary her name is, but I don't know her other name, and she's a teacher. And every year, she would write to someone in London, to some theatre, to see what's coming and what isn't coming, and the price and all the rest of it. Then she would tell my sister the news, because my sister is secretary of the, what is it called? Young people can go in it as well, some sort of club or something. And it's really good, you know. One part's the pensioners, that's right. I thought I'd get to it if I thought. One part's the pensioners. Oh, there's some gay pensioners today. Beat these young things like a million. They're grateful. And Then this Hillary, who was the head one, I never knew this, I think I've got it right. Well, she used to see if what the show was. So, I mean, you know, there's dozens of theatres and that. And she used to see what the show was. I've seen quite a lot. I've seen six at least. I've seen Cats and, oh, quite a lot. I can't forget what I've seen now. Les Miserables or whatever it's called. Well, I love that. I've made you cry all the time. I love them. The skating one drove me mad with the noise. What was that called? Summer Express. Oh, you know, but, of course, when you've said, oh, in different theatre, anything goes with Elaine Page. Oh, but all these people, I love them. All these people who's in my professionals, you know what I mean? And of course, it was very nice, but that we used to, but this girl, Hillary, school teacher, what happened was, then she used to, in a week, have who's going, who isn't, sort of things like that. But it wasn't, say that was about April, the show wasn't till about September, if you know what I mean. So that it, yeah, but with her, you see, and this is what Betty says, you had to give her the money to send to London, all the money, and they would send the tickets, you know, and then, of course, you are, well, then this girl or I, Betty, used to order the coach and all the rest of it. And it wasn't bad at one time. I think the first two shows, what we see, I think the ticket was about £20. That was beside the coach and everything. Now, going from Gwent, we had to be at that road of our Betty's for our 7. So you didn't have much of a breakfast. And we used to go on to Wiltshire, as far as I remember, stop at the Welcome Break, which is a motorway cab, you know, one thing, you know, and stop that often. And just a bit to eat, you know what I mean? And then it was going to London, all along the M4, I know that. And of course, it took to about 12 o'clock. So it was dinner time then, and we always used to go in Garfunkel's for, I don't know if you've ever been to London.
Yes.
Lovely, isn't it? Well, I think it's lovely. It's a lot of money, but it's lovely. So how can I put it? So we used to be in Garfunkel's. There's tons of Garfunkel's there, isn't there? I think I've been in, well, I can't have been in more than six, because I've only been six times to London. I'll tell you why here in a minute, because I go every year if I could. And, well, in Garfunkel, I don't know if you have had a meal back.
Yeah. I have actually, yes.
Yeah. Well, a bit, I mean, it's nearly, yes, into a three-course meal. And I mean, as far as I remember, it was always under £10, wasn't it? And it was lovely, and it's lovely and clean. And do you notice he's got one of them cafe things near every big cinema, yeah, you know, Garfunkel.
But, I mean, a question that, if you don't mind, I'd just like to ask, because it came to mind when you were talking, was, how did you choose what films to go to in the 30s, or did you more or less go to everything?
Oh, that would mean to say, what happened was, when you went to the picture sort of thing, yeah, I was told you what was coming next week, you know, a big thing go up, and, you know, the week after. I should think they had a month thing in front of you, you know, to pay. I mean, when they say a month, I think the picture was only on a week. But it would change, you know, every week for, yeah, that. So you knew what was on, you know. And there was that many at that time, what we used to call picture houses. They're not really theatres. You know, there were so many. I think just where I lived on Rock Road, there must have been within 10 minutes about 12 of them. You know, you had your pick. I mean, we didn't always be running to town. I mean, if we was going to town picture because there was something great on, or, you know, something like that, because we could only go to town anyway at weekends, you know, worked all week and anything. And the only time that you could go to town, it was really at weekends, you know. So, but otherwise, you was, well, you know, knew what was coming on, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes I think you used to get a programme with these months. thing on it. I've not got any, by the way, but I mean, you know, you did, you knew for a bit what was coming on.
Yeah. I've seen some of these from Bolton, actually, from the Odeon there.
Yeah, used to get programmes, so you knew what was sort of coming. I think if it was very, very good, and you know, to make sure that you wanted to see it, I think you could boot. But I'm not very, you know, a bit dozy about that. But I think you could boot, mostly for the weekend, I think that was, you know. But these other shows in London, that's what I'm talking about here.
Yeah.
They're so professional. You know, how could you not like them? You know, says to Ireland, they're not like we were. So, of course, times alter, times different. But I says, not too long ago on a Sunday evening, I was very surprised. I don't know why they don't have them all the time. Just, no, it's not very up. How can I put it? I thought it was making a noise. It does that, you know. Don't get frightened of noises. So you drive you mad. The worst of the kids. That and the kids is all right. And what was it I'm telling you about?
We were saying about how professional the musicals were. Yeah. It reminded you of...
They were really, really lovely. And this was on the Sunday night, was for an hour. Now I forgot his name and he's great. He sort of looks a bit dark. He's got very dark eyes. Who is it? Lovely dancer, could do everything. I can't remember the names, you say. Oh, it's lovely. And it was just for an hour. Elaine Page was in that. And they did a few things from different shows, and I thought, oh, God, why doesn't it go on all night? You know, because there's not a... Those who's with them, so, you know, there's not a break in the thing, you know, it's lovely. And that's how it is, isn't it? I mean, you must have been to show, you know, in them shows too. So it was really nice and worth it. And like I say, I've been six times. I know how many times I've been. And I used to think it was great, you know, and I used to like say to my dad, when you get very rich, when you get your very good job, would you lend us £1,000? He said, oh yeah, only one, you know. And he said, I could go to London for a fortnight, because I think you need a lot of money. Well, you do,
that
would
just about last year.
Well, you do, don't you? Right. And I love going, do you have shit? Of course I do. But the thing what happened was, all right, started like, this was only once a year we used to go. But Abby says the last time that Hillary, she gets on the phone, so she don't live too far from me. I know she's a school teacher or something. And she says to her something, did Abby want the same tickets? She used to get me and her and another lady and her friend. I mean, she's tons of friends, but she wasn't getting everybody wrong. I mean, the girl didn't live far from any of them, you know. So she was getting, so she says, that was £20, you know. And she says, the last one, she forgot what it was. Don't know if it was Miss Saigon or so. I would have loved to have seen it. And something else. But the tickets then were £30. And our Betty says, look, this is one day. She's not skinny, our Betty. And, you know, she says, this is one day. So we start off from here and we stop at Wiltshire. She says, you know, it takes 3 hours or three and a bit from there to London, you know. She says, and so I was reckoning it up, you know, she says, and I'm not kidding you. She says, I got it to nearly £60. She says, and this is for one day, you know. Very funny, but so I says, yeah, so she says, really? She says, I can't afford it. She says, if you really want to make, you know, like to go, it's something marvellous. All right, I'll try and afford it. She says, but not for an ordinary show, you know. Oh, she used to make me laugh. But she used to say, well, go down here, Amy, because I want to buy you a headscarf from Liberty's. Have you ever heard? So I says, where? She used to say, Liberty's. So she said, I'll show you what I mean. We used to go, you know, the headscarf was £60. I says, I couldn't understand it. I said, it looks very ordinary, doesn't it?
Yeah.
When I was buying the thing, it was just like a big flat table. Have you been in there?
Yeah.
I thought, so I says, must think you're all millionaires. What's this? She said, oh, yeah. You know, she said, I wonder if they get anything for threepence or sixpence. She used to have me dying laughing. So I don't know how long that ago that was, It's not so long ago, but I mean, it is about 2 or 3 years now. Yeah. And I really miss that, that I'm not good. But what my sister did, she started booking at Bristol, at the Hippodrome, because they have some very good shows. And their seats, isn't, well, what I've been in, it's not been too bad. They're £15 as a rule, which I bet is quite enough. And it's not such a long journey. And they make a nice day of it, if you know what I mean. We do start out, well, Bristol isn't far from Gwent, you know, over the Severn Bridge. And, you know, you're not far off. It's only an hour's run or something like that. And we have our dinner near the place, which, you know, it's nowhere near as even Garfunkel's prices, but it's nice, you know. And like, we go and see the show, and like I say, and then what happens there, we don't stay around for tea there because they drive us to a nice big place. There's so many, you know, in the way from there back to Gwent. You know, it's been different places. But it's been really nice, you know, and it's it doesn't come half the money to London. Yeah. I mean, I think it's very exciting in London. I loved it. It used to make me laugh because when the coach used to smile, I mean, you're very slow going out, you're getting in and going. And it used to stop right opposite, what's the big stores in Knightsbridge?
Harrods.
Yeah. I've never been in yet. And I used to say, but can't we get off and I could just have a bag? And when I go shopping, I can hold it, you know, like, so she says, oh, I'll try and get you one of them sometime, but no, we can't. She said, Knightsbridge is a bit of a way from where we're going to the West End. She says, and you know what it's like at Garfunkel's? She says, we'll never get in. You know, she says, and then we're going to see a show, aren't we? I mean, it was an afternoon show, you know. So she says, we haven't the time, you know, and we didn't. I thought, what a shame, I would have loved to have I would have loved a bag. Nobody threw a bag at me. I thought, I would have swagged, I'm not the sort, but I just thought I would have liked that, you know. But I liked it because, how can I put it? I didn't like to see anybody sort of like a tramp who was very poor. You feel very sorry for them. But I used to like seeing tourists, you know, different people, you know. Only for myself, I've been a lot, not just London, I mean, another place that I like is Wells. Have you been down there to Wells Cathedral and that? And Bath,
yeah.
And then places, you know. Oh, God, they're lovely. You know, I mean.
I mean, I was wondering when you were talking about Harrods and,
yeah.
You know, a minute ago you were talking about the clothes there in the films. Was that part of the attraction of the films in the 30s, do you think? Seeing, I mean, again, I've got another still here of Joan Crawford in an amazing gown.
Oh, yeah, I think so. I think the clothes, well, of the shows anyway, I mean, can't tell you about otherwise, because, I mean, I've never even been to London or anywhere then. But the show, their clothes were lovely. And the clothes they danced in and all the rest of it. Yes, I think they were gorgeous, really good. Because there's nothing much you can say about the chaps because they only had those sort of suits and a little dicky bow, didn't they? And, you know, they always looked nice, like, and smart. But, I mean, it was the girls and the chorus and everything, weren't they? I'm talking like you were there too. You'll have to forgive me. But, yeah, it was lovely. You see, there's not much, well, in London probably, yes, but you don't get much of that here, do you? I mean, now and again, you know, there was singing in the Rain, was it? That was the last one I seen at Bristol, I think it was Me and My Girl, and it was gorgeous, you know. And I really liked that. It was lovely. It was only last year, so it was really lovely. It was a lovely day, you know. They even opened the top of the theatre there, in the interval, I mean, you know, and the sun was sort of coming down. It was such a good show. There was a little person in it. Have you ever seen that show?
I haven't, no.
Well, I don't know what it is, and I never really got to know who took it off, though. I think we had programmes, but I had a bit of leaving them somewhere. There was this little thing in it, I'm sure he was a dwarf, you know. I went right into our bed scene, saying it. I thought I'd be sure about something. She says, think of that little thing you made, my girl. You couldn't start laughing. I couldn't see it. For me. I don't know what it was yet.
Yeah.
I don't know, but it was supposed to be taking something off you, but it was so funny. I mean, I couldn't really tell what it was. It looked like a little dwarf, and it was double-jointed or something, and he could make himself into all sorts of technical figures, you know. It was dead funny.
Yeah.
So just think of it, it'll make you laugh, you know. But,
did you like the comedy films? Because I've noticed I've passed you there just before that,
right.
Behind that one when I
thought. Well, yeah, I did at that age.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Let's be honest. I mean, now I think we're a pair of troops. You know, so, but really, at the age when you're younger, it's very funny. Now you're as old as me. But I can't help it, you know I'm telling the truth. I mean, not that you're so just me, you know what I mean? But, yeah, they did used to have you die, like, and there was three others, was there? Probably both dead, so don't know who they were. I forget who they were. They were another funny lot. And then I seen one or two films with Charlie Chaplin in, you know, and God, you couldn't have beat him, could you, with his cane and little Tash and his funny feet, you know? Yeah, we had plenty too, really. Shame they haven't got it now to send this lot round. You know what I mean? You was very well entertained. I just did like it. Now I'd call it stupid. So what I think is your attitudes differ as you go older. I don't know. Because, I mean, what would interest you when you were very young? Won't interest you when you're older. And I think, in a way, it's only natural, isn't it? I mean, if they still interest you, you say, she's a bloody fool, you know, something like, wouldn't you, though, you know? Yeah. But, it did then. I always loved lovely clothes. I only wish I could afford them. But I did. I mean, you used to see them sort of thing, and you used to try and get a frock, something like it. I had many a frock made, because it's fabric, isn't it, or something, was rather cheap, and we used to go to a shop, Broadby there, now, it was new, that's very new road, as you go in, you see the big bridges, that's going into Victoria, I suppose, by my geography, whether it is or not, I don't know, but I think so, and this used to be under the arches, as they called it. It was a Jewish shop, it was called Morgenstein's, I think. And he had a great big, you know, all in the window, like the figures of women, you know, and like a dress. And I used to work then. Then was before the water, I forget. But anyway, we used to work a waterproof. And this lady was my boss. She was Jewish. And I've nothing at all against anybody, as long as they're all right. She was all right. And she was like, look at that, mate. That would make a lovely suit for you, a lovely frock, you know. And let's see. And it might have been about 2 and 11 a yard, you know. And she was like, telling me you've only got 2 shilling. And I says, oh, I don't like, you know. And she's telling. So, like, we used to go in and say, oh, she's been looking for ages. Like, I only work for her, what a daughter. And he was like, oh, yes, there used to be sort of the rollout. It was like a roll, and I remember along the counter was the measuring thing. It used to be seen like it was stuck to the counter, you know. And he said, how much? Right, I know I used to get about 3 yards. I don't know what for, but I know it is. Could only afford 3 yards now and again, I think, you know. And he used to say, yeah, it's very good for 2 and 11. She says, well, I've got news for you. She's only got 2 bob, you know, like 2 bob, is it a yard or something? And he used to say, oh, what a shame. And I said, oh, well, never mind. You know, I'll just have to do without. And he was like, no, you won't. We'll let you out of the shop, you know, so I used to get it. And I thought, oh, you know, there's something with these Jewish people. They know how to bargain with their own outhouse, you know. But, like I say there again, I've got nothing against anyone as long as it's not hurting me. I wait a long time for Jewish. Well, the shops were Jewish, no waterproofing, so right?
Did you make it up yourself then, buy the fabric?
No, she used to make it for me. She used to work at the raincoats and that. I tell you, the other thing she used to do, because it's a long time ago now, we won't get done it. How could I put it? We used to work at Dan Leeds, you know Danny Matt, it's marvellous thing, Danny Matt. And we used to work, and he'd be well dead. But I knew the really boss of Danny Mark, the one who was the boss. And this lady's name was Fanny Bushell, and she was what they called a sample maker. So that if we got a new thing, that she made it, if you know what I mean. And she used to say to me, "Do you like this? You know, my name's Eileen," but she always used to call me Rena, you know. She would say, "Do you like this, Rena?" And she didn't live far from me either. She said, "Oh, it's lovely." Because she was a bit big, you know, and they made it a sample thing. And that was all right for me, sort of thing. And he would say, "Oh, I think it's lovely." And they had to be perfect, this thing. And she'd make a little tuck somewhere where she shouldn't. And she used to, and he'd like, take it, show the manager, and he used to say, "What's that?" You know, and it was that only little thing, and she was like, "Oh, I'm sorry about that. It wasn't quite, something wasn't quite," and he was like, "Oh, well, we can't let that go, so we'll get this done again perfect," and he'll say to me, "There's a coat to you for half a crown if you want." And I always, now, if I see the Danny Mart, I think, good girl, I've seen him in Kendall's, I think, that will have to cost something. And he said, 68 guineas of pounds for that. I used to get one for £2. And I once said to Arlinda, "Do you know, I had a coat for every day of the week, and they were all Danny Mart." But at that time, you never knew they'd grow to be so great, but I do know that everything on that coat is made perfect, you know. And I don't know how she got away with it, because the least little thing you say, "Oh, that won't do. There's another coat for you." And my mum says, "Well, you stop bringing these coats home. I can't afford every minute two shillings and two and six for a coat." I thought, she's alive now and seen how much time I should have saved her. But the thing is, I mean, it's not like saying should have saved them. Even they wore out, you know what I mean? But, oh, that, you know, I always remember that, because at first you think, his name was Dan Levy, you know, and he used to think, is he the same chap that we were? When my sister was so frightened, and she kept saying, "Don't know why we've come here. Can you hear that roaring?" So I said, "She said, be marvellous if the bomb got here. We'd be drowned with you." Well, wouldn't we? Oh, she's a cheerful lot, not me. Now it's all over, and you're quite safe, like, you know. I'm a bit glad I went through it. I didn't have much choice, man.
I'm going to see if I can find a picture of Clark Gable in this book after us talking about it. I'm sure there is one.
It was that cheeky grin and that dimple in his cheek and them sparkling eyes, wasn't it? You don't have no sugar, nothing?
No, I don't, no.
Oh, you can't wait if you want.
There is one of them here with Judy Garland.
Oh, she was nice, wasn't she? He was a handsome bloke.
Yeah.
She only got to peg out, isn't it?
Yeah. Yes, now.
That's Clark, isn't it?
Yeah.
Know him anywhere. Seen the other night with him. So, yeah, it's a very charming shop. Whatever you say.
Cary Grant, got plenty of. It's got a wee piece about Clark Gable here, talking about some of his films like Mutiny on the Bounty and San Francisco. And,
oh, I've seen them all.
Yeah.
The one in Bed Best, of course, is Gone with the Wind.
Yeah.
He was great in that one, so.
Yeah. It says here that he worked as an engineer as well.
Yeah.
You've got Leslie Howard.
Right. You
Now, you have other places to go to.
I do, yes. Yep. There's one of Leslie Howard to you in Romeo and Juliet.
I
don't
know
if you saw that.
I've never seen it, but it is nice. He looks too good to be true, though.
He is a
bit,
yes.
A bit of a devil in a fella. As long as it's not too much.
I was going to say if that was part of the attraction of Clark Gable.
Yeah, I think
yeah.
So. I think we're all types of it, aren't we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crosby as well.
Oh, he was a lovely stranger once. That's nice.
Yeah.
I think for me, you see, you've got to have this bit of a devil in him.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I think so.
Oh, dear. Were there other male stars that had that quality? That
you had love.
Were there other men that had that quality in the pictures?
Well, I suppose there was. But being honest, I mean, he stood out, you know what I mean? I don't remember him seeming ever, well, he wasn't a young, of course, but going old or anything. And yeah, he must have done, I mean, and he didn't die young or anything, you know.
What about Ronald Coleman? Did he appeal to
you? He's all right. But nobody to me ever come up to the other fellow, you know.
Yeah.
There's quite a lot of them. I don't think they sort of would make good film stars, you know, if they didn't have some sort of charm about them, you know.
Yeah. There's another type again, Spencer Tracy.
Oh, I liked him.
Yeah.
I really did like him. Because, you know, to me, he always seems so... I don't know, kind and honest, one of them sort, you know. I just did my tongue to like to become that. I was an awful flirt. Nice when you're a flirt and you never really got to know any of them, so.
So there's one here of Tyrone Power looking very dashing.
It's now English now, it's one,
yeah.
So.
With Madeleine Carroll here in Lloyd's of London.
Well, I can't make it up out in if you don't have outing, can
no,
I?
No, that's lovely, thanks very much.
You're right, okay.
I'll just have coffee just now, actually.
All right, you already have that.
Yeah. Ree Milland as well here.
That book could be worth something, you know, with all these old film stars in, do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen her.
Deanna Durbin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that Tyrone Power?
This is him with Sonia Heaney that
not
we're talking
like him
about.
Like that. It looks like too made up, doesn't
it? Oh, with the colour in it.
Yeah. But he was nice.
Because he looks a lot sort of fresher faced there, doesn't he? Betty Davis.
Yeah. Oh, she's a great actress, though. Have you seen her in pictures?
I have, yes.
Great, isn't she?
Yeah. She's got a lot of spirit, hasn't she?
Yeah, I'm sure of her.
And think of films like Jezebel.
Yeah. And what was that one now? I've forgotten now. And she's on the ship. Oh, I forget what it was called. I forget what she says at the end, but it's a saying, isn't it? But I can't think what it was. In her picture, she could be good and she could be bad, couldn't she? But she was good.
Yeah.
I don't think really today we have the same kind of people, do you?
No. Because, I mean, I think you're right about Betty Davis. She's quite unusual in that she could be a good character in a bad...
I've seen her in pictures, like, you know, well, I think every time she was in a picture, you know, I really liked her. But I think she could sort of be catty and good and horrible, you know. So I think she was great. So, when you think back now, I don't know, I don't know very much anyway to pictures now, but you were, oh, I don't know, they seemed a lot better then somehow, didn't they? You were there, weren't you? Where you say it, pull everybody into it, you know what I mean? Well, you might have seen some old films.
Very much. I mean, I agree with you about the, you know, the sort of glamorous side of it as well. I think, just looking through this book, I mean,
I think so now. I don't know, because of course, I mean, I haven't been sort of in a factory or anything for donkey's use, but I was treating the factories. There was sort of never no need to be feared, because I mean, there was. They would let you know if there was a raid. There was always a shelter to your work somewhere, you know. And I think what it was, you got very good friends with everybody, you know, fellas and all the rest of it. So, all right, tell you something. I had a child, John, who was very nice, really. His name was Fred. Tell you that, long before I knew my husband. I mean, I didn't know Frank till I was 22, 23, something like that. That was old for me. I mean, I didn't know quite a lot before him. And how can I put it? This one was married, though, and he was sort of a charge handover. So that's when we were drilling bullets, you know. And I did, it's funny what when I think, I thought, well, I mean, Frank, he didn't have no time. So he had to be Frank, didn't he? I mean, this is another Frank. That was before him. And what happened? I wasn't thinking of something. I leaned forward and the drill went up my arm. But it wasn't a very heavy drill. And of course, you pull your hand away as soon as anything touches it. And he come jumping. I know it was our charge hand, you know, but and it was only a bristle. It wasn't much, you know, finger. He was kissing on my arm all the way up my arm. I thought, oh, I like that.
Charming.
And I said, what, that bad? Well, I mean, that was all right with my gang. But remember, there was women that worked there, sort of, you know, in the 50s, in the 60s, as long as you could work, you were all right, you know. Oh, good God. I always remember that time, really, you know. And the night, my mum said, so you have the charge hand kissing all the way up your hand. I thought, oh, you know. There they are, you know, it's not like anyone could have been on the phone, but some of these old ladies sort of live, you know, near me, because not many of us had phones at home. And I says, I think it was the shop, you see, ma'am. He's supposed to take care of us. I says, and it was my fault. We had, in front of me, there was nobody just in front, and there was a little window. I went looking at this place. This was off Cheetah Mill, down Carnarvon Street, near the prison. But the thing is, about 4 years ago, they banged it down. Do you know what it is? A car park. Fancy making it a car park, I thought, cheap. When I went and see what it had, I'd seen it not long before that. I thought, I'll just go and see if it was there, and it was. And there was this little window, you know, all you could see, it'll make you laugh, this was shoes and boots, I didn't wear stocking, legs going past, you know, couldn't see the actual person. And I think it was something there that drew my attention, you know. So, I says to me, well, we're all friends there, you know, it's the charge hand. You have to say I'd kill myself. She said, the thing is with you, you're too nosy. And no getting in with this fella. I was a right clerk, you know. No getting in with this fella, because he's married, so I couldn't care less. He's quite nice. But he was just a good friend, you know, but try telling people that. I mean, even then they had the doubts, you know, but, And it made me laugh when I got in with Frank. And I remember once, like, he used to have to get up a certain time to go somewhere, Frank, and he was a milkman. He was cold first anyway on milk, because he had duodenal ulcer, so he had to go on milk. So he was up very early in the morning, but so he used to have a sleep in the afternoon, but he wanted to get up to go somewhere, and I was shouting for Frank, Frank, that was years ago, and I kept thinking, oh, my bloody life, I've had to shout Frank. If I wanted ever to forget that fella, I never have. And then it got very sad, because yeah, my husband died, you know, and we got moved there. It's true, this, only 10 years ago, it's been here 10 years now. And I sort of just looked at the paper and at this fella had died, you know, and I thought, oh, what a shame. And I thought, what was you going to do? Like, what was he going to do? And I thought, well, I certainly wasn't going to go after him or anything. That was then and this is now, you know. And I thought, he lived at Clayton. It is a suburb of Manchester, but I've never been. And I always say when I'm saying something, and anyway, it would be stupid. I think anyway the house would be down and everything, but it shows you how that bloke has stayed in my mind. And once when I was at the bus station, I said to one of these chaps, if I wanted to go to Clayton, where would I get a bus? And he says, you know, outside the bus station, and this bus is on Market Street.
Oh, yes.
And he says, you I think it was the 217, I think he said. You get that, takes you up Hyde Road, whatever Hyde Road is, I don't know, but I know it's around somewhere. I think it's past Piccadilly Station, myself. And he says, that'll take you to Clayton. And I thought, what are you asking silly daft questions like that for? You're not going to go. Even if you went, and the street name's still down, I bet the houses are down. Or these new houses, you know. And I thought, and I see by the death thing that this chap lived in Withenshaw then. I've lived in Withenshaw, you know. So I thought, see, they must have moved too.
A few notes. Let's see if this is working.